This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue officials say a landslide at a remote jade mine in northern Myanmar's Kachin State has left at least one person dead and 70 missing, and the search and rescue operation continues. Reports were scanned from the area, which is the center of the world's biggest and most lucrative jade mining industry. It's a region where sporadic fighting has broken out between the Myanmar army and ethnic guerrilla forces. A ceasefire in the region has been disrupted after a February 1st coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi and her elected government. A Libyan parliamentary committee said Wednesday that it has become impossible to hold a long-awaited presidential vote in 2 days as scheduled, and a major blow to international efforts to end a decade of chaos in the oil-rich country. It was the first official statement that the vote would not happen Friday, although it had been widely expected amid mounting challenges and calls for a delay. For nearly a year, the election was the linchpin of international efforts to bring peace to Libya, and many have warned that either scenario, holding the vote on time or postponing it, could be a destabilizing setback. Greece's Coast Guard says one migrant has died, dozens are feared missing after a boat sank off the coast of the island. The body of an unidentified man was recovered during an ongoing search and rescue operation launched after the boat sank about 180 kilometers southeast of Athens. Coast Guard said that 12 people, all believed to be from Iraq, had been rescued and transported to the nearby island. And most survivors said that there were originally 32 people on the boat, but one told authorities there were about 50. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday offered both a warning to the unvaccinated, who he said have good reason to be concerned, and reassurance that those who are inoculated can gather for the holidays despite the new variant sweeping the country, striking a more dire tone about the risk to the 1 in 4 American adults who are not fully vaccinated. Biden said those who still have not been vaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in the hospital or even dying. The measures announced Tuesday include activating some 1,000 military medical personnel to support hospitals already being overwhelmed by COVID patients in some areas. Biden's COVID-19 response has been criticized for focusing on vaccines at the detriment of testing and masking and for underestimating the impact of the politically motivated anti-vaccine movement in the United States. New York's city mayor Bill de Blasio said he's committed to keeping the city open as it grapples with yet another spike in coronavirus cases. The Democratic mayor said Tuesday that New York cannot see schools and businesses closed again like the city did in 2020 when COVID-19 first spread widely. De Blasio has faced questions over the past week about whether he would call for disclosure or closures as a wave of new cases fueled by the Omicron variant has broken over the city. Also on Tuesday, de Blasio's successor, Eric Adams, postponed his inauguration ceremony, which was scheduled for January 1st, indoors at Brooklyn's King's Theater. Russia's president has reiterated the demand for guarantees from the U.S. and its allies that NATO will not expand eastward, blaming the West for current tensions in Europe. Vladimir Putin's speech Tuesday at a meeting with Russia's top military brass came just days after Moscow submitted draft security documents demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. Putin said the Kremlin needs long-term legally binding guarantees from the West as opposed to verbal assurances, words, and promises that it cannot trust. A top U.S. official said bilateral meetings between the U.S. and Russia will likely take place in January. And the UN Human Rights Office has called for an independent investigation into allegations of sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, during anti-coup protests in Sudan earlier in the week. A spokeswoman for the office in Geneva says they received disturbing reports alleging that 13 women and girls were raped or gang raped in the demonstrations on Sunday in the capital of Khartoum. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.